Swingtown.
Right.
Swingtown. Talking with Mike LaCroix today from the UW Marching Band. The spring concert's coming up this weekend or in a couple of days now.
Right. Not
long.
Thursday.
Starts Thursday.
Right.
And as it always does, or it has for the past many years. So talking a little bit about that concert, but also about the band itself, looking forward to hearing from you, what you have to say with your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or via email at talk@wpr.org. And the concert starts, it's Thursday?
Friday and Saturday, 14th, 15th, and 16th.
14th, 15th, and 16th. And you know what? Chris and Appleton's got something relating to that. Hi, Christopher.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
First of all, we're happy to be bringing another busload down from the Appleton Y this year on Friday night.
Great.
And I get questions, so many questions about the band on the way down as my colleague, who, by the way, marched in the band. She couldn't march in the band because they didn't allow women in it. The marching band when she went to Madison?
That was a long time ago.
Before your time. I know.
No, it wasn't before my time, but we put women in the band for the first time in 1974, and that was I was here then.
And I couldn't believe that. I was so shocked. Okay, but one of the two frequent questions I get, how hard is it to get in the band? Like, how many auditions would it go through and things like that? And understand that I work with a lot of little old ladies who are my heart. I mean, I love them every minute. They want to know if you're single.
Well, I will answer the first question first. There's one audition to get in the band in terms of a formal audition. And if a student has had a good high school band experience, if they've done well at high school, they don't have to sit first chair, be a music scholarship material. But if they've felt like they've done well, that probably will qualify during that audition. However, the week prior to it, there's a lot of strenuous activity that a lot of the students don't have the work ethic many times. So that sometimes that's the most telling part. But musically, if they've had a good high school band experience, they probably will play well enough to play in the band. Now, as to I'm very much married. I have 5 kids, 6 grandkids. So you have to tell those little old ladies. But this little old man is taking
it. There you go. Thanks, Christopher. Thanks for calling. Appreciate your call. How do people get tickets, by the way?
Well, they can go to badgerband.com, which is online, and they'll direct you to that. And also you can call, it's a 608 area code, 265-4120, 4120.
4120, 265-4120. We've got so many emails in as well. We have Mark Blasky, who wrote on Facebook, being a trumpet player in the first 2 spring concerts, performed for about 300 people each year in Mills Hall. We thought Mike was nuts when he announced the 3rd concert would be in the field house. To this day, whenever he sees me, he says, "Blasky, you just lacked vision. Congratulations, Mike, on your vision."
Mark does lack vision. No, Mark was one of those stalwarts. And they did say, you're going to charge money to see us do what we do at basketball and hockey games. And I said, yeah. I said, but I think we're going to make it a little special. And I had no idea it was going to grow to what it is now.
It's fantastic. It is a real production. And I've seen, I certainly saw many at the field house, many of the concerts, and of course I've seen most of the concerts at the Kohl Center. And they are, this is a very professionally produced, snazzy, uplifting, colorful, well, just you and your costumes.
Well, I was just talking with some of the people who are on our, I guess you'd call it technical crew, and they're very professional. And they told me something I didn't even realize today. They said that our show is in between the winter shows and when the summer shows start. So they love to come here. It gives them some extra work, but it's just a total relief. It's a little more relaxed. So we get some of the best production people in the country to do this show.
Well, it shows. Katie in Lancaster, it's your turn. Hi, Katie.
Hi. I wanted to share a little story and ask a quick question. When I was about 12 or 13, my family got season tickets to the Badger games, the football games, and I went with my dad for the very first time, very excited. I actually slept through the whole game except for halftime and the fifth quarter where I woke up to listen to the band.
My kind of fan. You're my kind of fan.
But my other favorite part was the tuba march, and I wondered how that originated and the story behind that.
The tuba march goes back into the 1920s. It goes back into the tuba, the sousaphone that was invented to be a little more transportable than the old-fashioned tuba where you had to just lug it around. When that came in, the tuba section sort of achieved an identity. And we sort of think it was around 1928, 1929 that they very extemporaneously just said, we've got these instruments that are kind of unique and special, and they started marching around between the third and the fourth quarter, and it's something that we still do. It went through the 20s into Ray Dvorak's regime. He included
he kept it
in everything. He kept it going, and I wasn't about to stop it. Although there's an interesting story. It was about 1976 or so. Elroy Hirsch got a few letters that said, you know, it's just distracting, you know. And he says, why don't you just quit it for today? And the uproar was heard all along State Street. There were petitions. And so Elroy relented, and so it's still in place.
There you go. Thanks, Katie. Appreciate the call. Don in Fontana, we'll go to you next. Hi, Don.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I have two points here. I'm an old badger, a really old badger, and you've been talking about the spring concert. Will that be televised?
Yes. I'm not sure of the day. I think it's April the 30th, I believe, is when it will be on
Wisconsin Public
Television. I believe it's at 7 o'clock. But you check your listings because it will be, I believe it's the last Saturday in April.
Okay, because I watched the one in the wintertime, and that was great.
All right. There you go.
I got one more question.
Sure.
How about this fifth quarter being televised in the fifth quarter on the football games?
Oh, why don't they?
Yeah.
Well, you know, every now and then we are told, I don't know when it's going to happen, we're told that, you know, I get phone calls that we saw a little bit of the fifth quarter, they kept the cameras on. But with today's television schedule, there, as soon as the game is over, they got something else scheduled, probably another game someplace, so it's pretty hard to do it. But one of the things that's happening is some of the stations are doing it on computer, so you can pick it up on computer sometimes. So I know that happens once in a while, but I don't think you're going to see it regularly televised too much.
Thanks a lot for calling. And Cindy in Oregon, your turn. Hi, Cindy.
Hello. Yes, I wanted to ask a question for my son. I have a 16-year-old tuba player from Oregon High School Marching Band, and I was wondering what he should go through to get in your band. That's his goal, is to go to University of Wisconsin and to march in the band. And I was wondering if you had any scholarships. I will take my comments off the air. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Well, we don't have any specific scholarships as such. We are some scholarships that are tied to the School of Music, that if you play in the band, you can receive a stipend for doing it. We do have some work scholarships, and it's interesting you should mention it, because three of my people who are on work scholarship this year are tuba players, so it's just sort of a coincidence. But we're not like the football teams where we have, you know, the scholarships, the grants, grant and aids. Basically, if a student arrives and he proves his worth to the university, we can grant him some work scholarships that are not heavy work, but it's something to give him some pocket money and help pay the tuition. But we do have some grants through the School of Music that you could qualify for. I just suggest that you call the band office, and we can send you out all the material that you would be interested in doing.
Oh, is that right? Well, do you have the number off the top of your head?
Right, it's 263-1896 is our band office number, 263-1896. And we can send you brochures and all the information that is available for that sort of thing.
And there is kind of something, I don't know if it's unique or not, but there are supporters for individual instruments, isn't it?
Well, what happened a few years ago when it was discovered that we didn't have a lot of funding for the band, a group of people got together and formed the Spirit of Wisconsin campaign through the UW Foundation. And they, each person in the band is sponsored through this foundation, so that if you're a tuba player, you're sponsored to the extent that your instrument will always be provided for, your uniform will always be provided for, everything is taken care of. And the total amount of the grant runs to about $3.5 million, which is basically our life's blood, because without that, we wouldn't be able to do all those things that I mentioned about instruments. And we just bought a whole new line of tubas last year, so they're new, and we couldn't have done it without that being in place.
Oh, so that is really wonderful. Do you know other schools have that?
Well,
not many,
because we get calls all the time saying, how did you set this up? And the foundation is very generous about sending the information. But we've got some great fans that have supported us, and we're very indebted to them over the years.
You know, we had an email from Trinette who said, I was at a wedding reception in Madison a few years ago, and five or six members of the band played a little bit at the reception. How often do you get requests for performances out of the ordinary, and what do you typically charge for doing that?
Well, you're right. We get a lot of requests, and so much so that I've sort of taken my hand out of it a little bit. We put it in the hands of what we call the events manager that works for the band, and we have a young man who, and it's passed on from year to year. From usually one of our senior members will do it, and you can again, that's available through our band website. Exactly, you can get in touch with, his name is Brian McFadden. He won't care if I mention him on the air, but again, you can call the band office. We can put them in touch, and he can arrange for it. And so far as the cost, I think that's a sliding scale. I think it depends on how much time you want them to spend, how far it is away, do they have to travel, is there food involved? If there's food involved, college students will work for very little pay.
There we go. So, and the band website is?
It's badgerband.com.
Badgerband.com. There you go. Let's go to Dave in Milwaukee. Hi, Dave. Thank you for calling.
Hi, and hi, Mike. This is Dave. I was on Euphonium in one of your early bands.
I just know who this is, Dave. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I just have a tongue-in-cheek question here. Of course, I play on the nice practice field you have now for your band rehearsals there, and I get to use that in alumni band get-togethers. But how do you inspire the students in the band today when you don't get to do flying knee bows and deep mud puddles that you used to have to do?
I tell them about it. I tell them, this is the way it used to be, kids. You got to be as tough as those old guys used to be.
Thanks.
Those were some inclement weather days, and even though we had rain on alumni day last year when we practiced, it just brought back memories where you'd say, you guys just don't have it, and you'd get down on the field and do a flying splash in a mud puddle for us. And, it's great to see you still out there, and looking forward to seeing you this fall again.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Sort of relating to that, we had a question from Tom in Milwaukee. UW is one of the few high-stepping bands, isn't it?
Right. We're one of the few that remain.
Yeah.
It used to be, that style used to be called the Big Ten style years ago. And there's only a couple of us, Ohio State and us, are the only ones who do it as our regular style. Now, there are some of the bands in the Big Ten who try for historical reasons to revive it from time to time. But it's very difficult to do it well and do it right. So a lot of them have gone to the glide step. And we're relatively unique in doing it. I sometimes say we're the dinosaurs because we still insist on doing it, but I think it gives it an energy that I miss sometimes from the glide step.
Yeah, I think I would certainly agree with that. We have Joel and Madison up next. Joel, hello.
Hi, Mike. I have a question. Just want to know, if they're not going to televise the fifth quarter, why don't they at least do halftime instead of that insipid crap that they're talking about that I don't care about?
Well, you know, that's always a bone of contention with band directors. Our kids work very hard, and what the sports networks have chosen to do is do a rehash of what people have already seen or cut to another game. And you know, those of us that work hard with the kids realize the attention that they get sometimes is negated. But we tend to turn our attention to people in the crowd because they can show us what they think. And so we really aim at the crowd that's in the stadium themselves, which I hope the people appreciate that. One great thing is when we were in the Rose Bowl recently, they did cover part of the show. And for that, we're always pleased to be able to go to Pasadena.
Yeah, that was really nice. And I want to, and thanks for that call. By the way, you can join in too with your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. I want to go back to the lady from Oregon who called, because one of the questions, when the high stepping came up, I thought back to her. The first part of her question was, how does my son get ready or prepare himself to try out or prepare himself for the band? And I was thinking probably good exercising.
Right. Well, one thing I tell, make sure during the summertime before you come in that you're not sedentary. You get up and do some things. There's no way you're going to completely prepare yourself except to be in relatively good shape. Our kids that have been in the band know to, they bike, they, some of them will run stadium type steps. I find one of the best preparations is, although it's kind of, it's not as much in vogue as you, but skipping rope is a great way to prepare because it's aerobic and it gets you arches a little bit toughened up. But the main thing is to be active and not be in place. The tuba players, there's no way I can solve the weight on their shoulder. Their right shoulder is going to be sore for a few days, but that's part of the game.
Oh, man. Nancy called. She was in the band in the early 70s. She'd like to know when the band started playing the Mickey Mouse song, and was it hard to get the permission to play it?
Well, we've played it off and on at various times, and it usually isn't hard to get permission. One of the things that you find when you do different shows is when the permission comes, it's usually with the idea that you're going to use it for the specific performance of the band. You can't loan it to somebody else. You can't use it for, if we say we're going to do it in the stadium for that performance, then we have to pretty much stick with that. There isn't any common ground for it. I mean, different copyright holders have different attitudes about it. The guy who owns You Said It All is happy to have us play it, but when we record it, he wants to make sure he gets his royalty, which I think is absolutely correct.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Well, and you've written, what, a couple of hundred?
So, how about my royalties, too?
You want your royalties? Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that. Janice and Madison, we go to you next. Hi, Janice.
Hey, hi, Mike. This is Janice. I played saxophone a few years back. And I was an Air Force kid from North Dakota, so had only heard about the band and Mike from my dad, who was an alum here. And when I had my very first Reg Week, I could not believe how hard I had to work and how it was harder than any soccer game I'd ever done all put together. That first 50-yard countdown was quite the experience.
Well, now, don't discourage the freshman coming in.
Oh, sorry. So I thought that was what it was all about, though, you know, making the little kids be like, hey, you have to work as hard as me or not harder.
That is what it's about, and I think probably by the end of the week, everybody feels like they're really part of the group, and that's what we strive for.
And Janice, was there some romance connected with your trip on the band?
I'm sorry?
Was there some romance connected with your trip on the band?
No,
I thought you'd met your husband on the band.
I did. Yeah, you're right. I met my husband eventually. I didn't make it in 99, but made it in time for the 2000 Rose Bowl. But that was the same year my husband got cut, so I never fit to remind him that I've marched in the Rose Bowl and he has not.
Thank you so much for calling, by the way. Bernie and Valders, the reason I brought that up was because Bernie and Valders said, just want to shout out to my son, Mark Starzewski, and his wife, Janie Wellnitz Cernuski, as being one of the many band marriages.
There are a lot of them. It's amazing. I thought sometimes my thoughts for a halftime show sometime would be to get all of the people who met in the band and got married, come to the halftime of the game, and we'll redo the marriage, we'll renew the vows and as a part of the halftime show. I still think we should do that sometime.
Oh, man, that would be fun. Yeah, you've been invited, I imagine, to a lot of weddings.
A lot of
weddings over the years. Well, I want to go back for a minute to the concert, because You know, that's coming up, and it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And what, there's a cost connected with it.
It's $22, but there's special student rates on Thursday nights, and so we urge students to come because it's just another time to do the fifth quarter and all those things that are in there.
And you, for those who have never seen it or never experienced it, you usually come in, and somewhere along the line, you're sailing through the air.
Yeah, I'll be off the ground a little bit somewhere Thursday night. I will be, for sure.
Well, that's that's kind of a highlight. Is it fun for you to do that?
It is. It is. It's great fun. My wife says, "When are you going to stop being a kid?" But that's part of the fun of the concert, and it's become a tradition. I've talked a couple of times. Well, maybe we shouldn't do it this year. And the reaction I always get from everybody, including the production staff, is, "No, you got to do that. It's part of the tradition." But it is great fun.
Oh, it is. And one of the things that you, I think, always do at the concert is your version of "It's Hard to Be Humble," and the song. And Kevin from Oshkosh had a question about that. He said, "You never heard you do that at any game he's attended."
Well, once in a while we do it on the field at fifth quarter, but a lot of times when we get outside the stadium on our way back, that's something that sort of becomes, particularly if we've won.
So it does happen. Oh, let's see. I had some more emails here. Mrs. Young, a Badger alum, we have the Badger Bandstand CD that was produced quite some time ago. Is there another CD out there that includes music from the fifth quarter, as well as the classics on Wisconsin and so forth?
We have a new one. In fact, as you played it, Swingtown is from that new CD. It's just simply called On Wisconsin with the Badger Band, and that just came out last year, so it's pretty up to date.
And we have a copy of it, and we're playing it. Mike, it's such a great pleasure. Again, if the people go to the website. Or what? Can you buy tickets at the door?
Yes, we'll have the ticket office open at the door. Will be open, I think, starting tomorrow, and then for the remainder of the week, you can get them at the Kohl Center, and or you can have them. You can call in and have them saved. You pick them up at the door. Whatever is easiest for people to do.
Oh, okay. So yeah. So you don't. Yeah. Okay.
We're not going to shut everything down. We're going to keep everything going.
I was pretty sure of that, Mike. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Larry.
It's really a pleasure to have you with us today. Mike LaCrone, director of the University of Wisconsin Marching Band. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the band concerts. And I tell you what, it is not to be missed. It is great fun. Thank you all for listening, and please stay with us. Lots in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Here on Earth is broadcasting live from the Fox Cities Book Festival. We'll be talking with Luis Alberto Urrea, who says that the border between Mexico and the U.S. goes right through his heart. I'm Jean Faraca. Join us at the UW Fox Valley Student Union in Menasha on April the 13th at 3.
Support for WPR comes from H.J. Pertzborn Plumbing and Fire Protection, your family plumber. Dedicated to providing quality service, proudly serving Dane County and surrounding areas.